Hi, good evening. How are you? This is Angie B, 11 from heaven through the gates of motherhood, and we're so excited. This is our new season, March 22nd. This is our new season, and we are so glad to have you tune in with us. We are still talking about life, parenthood, motherhood, marriage, so many wonderful things. I want you to tune in. This is our new season series. And so if you go back to some of my older stuff, which I wish you would do, I wish you would go back and be able to listen to some of the episodes and give me a little feedback on something that was your favorite or something that you heard me talk about that you really, really could connect with and you really could understand and we were on the same page. But I'm so excited to talk to you again. We will be kicking off our new episode on this evening, and we're going to be talking about the mother and the relationship between parents and older children, your young adults. We're going to dive into that and talk about how the relationship kind of changes when you're with your children and they're younger, and then we go into they become teenagers, and then when they become young adults, it changes. Things begin to change, and you're trying to respect them and what they're doing as adults, but then, you know, you're not getting those calls as frequently. We want to know how you feel about this topic. So if you are tuning in with us, you can give me some feedback if you have questions concerning how we've been dealing with that. Because at this point in time, with us being a family and having 11 children, and they're all pretty much adults, the relationship kind of changes. And what kind of changes are there? We'll talk about it. So we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Hi, good evening. How are you? This is Angie B, 11 from heaven through the gates of motherhood and life podcast. I'm so excited and so glad that you could tune in on this evening, on this Friday evening. Happy weekend. It's the weekend, and we are feeling good that it's the weekend. So glad to be done with work for the week. But we're here to talk tonight, and I'm so glad that we are in our new series. If you have not been tuning in with me, you can go back to our 11 from Heaven podcast previous shows and kind of get caught up. But it has been a COVID long break. I decided to kind of take a break from COVID. There were so many things that were going on. I'm sure we've all experienced so many losses with family and close friends. And all of us, I'm sure, know someone who has not been fortunate and have not did very well with COVID. But although it kind of hit our home, but we're so glad to, you know, to be back and so glad that we are here to be on this podcast with you on tonight. And so I am hoping that everyone is coping. We look like we're trying to get to some sense of normalcy, and I'm so glad to hear it and see it. Our children have been going back and forth with school. They've been going back and forth with days and all types of different things. I know that I have one that is still left in school from the 11. Can you believe that? I'm down to the wire, but I'm so excited for tonight's new season. And tonight, I wanted to kind of talk about what happens when your children, we know that when they're little and we can watch them, we can check on them, we can call them. But what happens when they get through being children and they go through their teen years and then they're going to adulthood? They're around 20 and above. How do we handle that as parents? I have talked to so many parents throughout the years who talk about their children who are grown and how things have really changed, and their children are moving out and they have so much more independence. They're in relationships. They're in engagements, and they're going through their own life experiences. But it still doesn't negate the fact that it's pretty difficult for some of us. When I say some of us, I truly mean some of us. I have seen maybe the first at least 9 children transition into relationships and grown-up decisions and going out of town and all those different things that they normally don't check with. when they're younger. And so you have to kind of, you know, take it with a grain of salt and just realize that wow, you know, they have grown so fast. They've grown so fast. We have taught them. We have poured into our kids. We have been there for them. And we've really poured so much into them with morals and with spiritual guidance. And we're hoping that they have taken, if this is the time to see if they have been paying attention, this is the time to kind of look and see. But what about, again, when they get to the point where they're young adults and they have their own lives, they're again, going into relationships and they're looking to move out of your place if they're not already out of your home. And, you know, in those late nights where a curfew doesn't, you know, you want to throw a curfew in, but you're wondering, okay, what would the curfew be for your age? You know, is there still a curfew? But I want just to talk to, you know, the parents and let us know that, you know, we're going to be okay. I can remember, and I'll just probably start with my oldest son. He lives in Illinois, and he left home a few years ago. He left home a few years ago and went to school. And I'm telling you, that was tough. That was tough when he actually left to go away to school. Because I think all the different things that I, in my mind, that I thought could go wrong was magnified to another level. It got magnified to another level because when our children step out the door, you know, they could be going to the store or the most frequent place. But in a mom's mind, you see them on the side of the road, you know, like a deer in headlights. You know, I kind of went through, if you don't have my book, 11 from Heaven Through the Gates of Motherhood, I would advise you to buy the book and order the book. If you would like to order a copy, you can let me know. But I talk about a little bit in the book some of the things that happened when my children were growing up and the things that we did as families. But then as I talk about one of the children that we almost lost, I think that somewhere along the way, the fact that I experienced that, I know it affects the way that I feel about the other girls and the other children, because I think there's always going to be in the back of my mind that what if they don't return home, or what if I get that phone call like I received 2 years ago with my daughter? What if? And I think it really affected me more than I probably saw and more than I probably would admit, to making me have these feelings of separation anxiety as a parent. And I had to be honest with myself, as I think I have separation anxiety every time that my children, no matter if they're adults, walk out the door. I had to stop and think about that. I had to grasp that it was my problem, and it was something that I really had to work on, because, again, I would get this anxiety every time someone would go out or someone would just be going for somewhere, the most random place. But if you are like me and you know that you've had something that happened that could have been traumatic, as my situation, or maybe you grew up a certain way and then things have happened to you as a young adult or as a child, and then when your children get older, you always have that thing that kind of comes to your you know, your remembrance of what happened with you. And that was another thing I had to come to grasp with, the things that happened to me and the things that I went through leading up to a young adult. And I had to be able to face those things head on and say, I don't want for the things that I went through and my past experiences to affect and to cripple my children, my young adults, my adults. I think I just, and again, when he moved away, it was just, he was the first one to actually move away. And it was one of those moments still where I just still wasn't prepared for it. We knew he was going away to college. We knew that he was going to move in a new apartment. We knew these things. We knew that he was going to transition for the better. But still, in the back of a parent's mind, it still made me nervous and it still bothered me. The fact that he was going to be a man and he's going to be moving on with his life, and he was already in a relationship and he was going to be just trying to be an adult on his own, you know. But again, what do you do when you struggle with time, with things like that? I think the first thing that we have to do is trust. As parents, we have to trust the fact that we've done our part. And this is a conversation that I think that you may be having, and I think that me and my husband have had it countless of times, that we really have to take the time out right now to trust that what we poured into our children
they're now going to use it. They're not only going to use it, but even if they don't use it exactly like we taught it, that it's going to have to be okay. Because again, this is their journey. This is their crossroad. This is them crossing over from teen to adulthood. They have some crossroads that they're going to have to get to in their own journeys. And there's nothing that we can do about it, as much as, especially moms, as much as we like to hold on. And when they move out and get their own place, and we're wondering when the phone calls start being not as frequent, when we see that they're out and we see the pictures that they're out with in another state, or they're just somewhere else doing other things, and we're not their top person. And I had to come to grasp with that and say, it doesn't mean that they're not thinking about me, but it simply means that they have really moved into a metamorphosis of their own self. And as parents, we have to be okay with that. We have to understand, again, that this is part of the journey. It's really part of the journey. And if we want them to be healthy adults, mentally, spiritually, we've gave our children godly values and guidance. And again, we're hoping that that's something that they are able to glean from and use it not only for themselves, but even for their families, for their mates or their fiance, and then their children. And I think that's all we can do as parents, is really hope that, you know, that everything that we put into our children, you know, really has manifested into, you know, doing what they feel is right. So again, if you're a parent, again, if you're struggling as your children transition over, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your story. I'd love to hear how it made you feel. Did it make you feel when they kind of moved on? Did it make you feel lonely? Did it make you feel devalued? Did it make you feel that you weren't important anymore? And again, I went through all these different things. I went through all the emotions that I think that you could feel as a mom, as a parent, you know, and I think my husband was always a lot more laid back than me, you know, and I think dads tend to be just a little bit more laid back. But as moms, I think we kind of feel it, because it's kind of like they're really, really cutting themselves off from the umbilical cord and just struggling with that, and just seeing him leave and then trying to make sure he had food and making the calls and trying to make sure that his bills were paid and his needs were met and all these different things. And I just think that it just got too scary for me. It just got too scary for me again as a parent, as a mom. And I just had to step back from it and just see that. As a parent, we do, and it's hard. I remember seeing this movie not too long ago, and I think, I don't know if you guys have seen, I can't think of the name of it, but I know it starred Angela Bassett, and it was her, and it was three other moms, and they were girlfriends, and I think that their story kind of highlighted on each one of them with their grown sons, and the fact that their sons were in these different relationships. One was somewhat of a player where he just were seeing women, and the other one was kind of lonely, and the other one, you know, was, you know, just going through a whole lot, you know. But the moms got together and they actually talked about it, how it began to make them feel. And they decided to go on a road trip, which is so funny. They decided to go on a road trip as girlfriends and to branch off and go and just pop up and see their sons. And it's so funny, because when they actually got to their sons' apartments, all four of them had these different experiences and it turned out that it wasn't going to be the visit that they quite expected. They went with expectations that they were going to be going out, and they were going to go into their son's home and just really get into the swing of how things were before they left home. And it was not like that at all. They each had the conversation with themselves that, you know, things have changed. You know, my son, he's not even home anymore. He's dating. And, you know, their houses, apartments weren't clean. And guess what? I guess, as guys, you know, everybody's not a clean snob, a clean person like me. But children have their own way that they want their homes to be. But I think each mom just happened to stand back and look at the situation and say, hey, we are no longer really needed. They're not babies. And they have their lives, they're seeing people, their houses are the way they want them to be. They don't require a hot breakfast in the mornings. And it was just really a funny movie, but it was one of those movies that I looked at, it was eye-opening. It got me to reflect even just on my sons, on my children, that there's going to come a point in time where those apron strings or those umbilical cords, as I stated before, are going to be cut really when they become those adults. And again, this is part of their transition. It's part of their transitions. Do we miss the phone calls, the frequent phone calls? We do. And I still tell mine, you can't call home or you can't call in. But I had to think about that and say, Mom, Angie, we had to talk about this. We have to get a life. And I think once we as parents can start moving into celebrating or pre-celebrating the fact of being empty nesters, for those who are empty nesters, I'm sure you're experiencing that right now, that if you're an empty nester, that your children definitely are gone and you're by yourself, or either you're with your husband or your mate, and you're there and you're looking like, and I don't want to be like, once the children are gone. It was funny because we talk about this a lot. We don't want it to be as soon as the children are all gone that we're sitting there and we're twiddling our thumbs, because we're like, what now? We want, as parents, hear me, we want to be able to have our own life. That's something to be celebrated once the children move on. It should be a happy, freeing time for us, because we, those ambitions and things that we put on the back shelf maybe, and those things that we thought about doing that we didn't even do, or we said we would do and we just never went back to, those experiences and those things that we wanted to do, now is our time to step forward and to take the time to do those things. Take the time to relax. Take the time to maybe walk around a house with just not being so properly dressed all the time like you've been accustomed to. You know, let's just look at it as that. Let's look at it as a rebirthing for our children. And although, again, it's still, you know, we still think about it, but let's look at it as a transition, even for us, a metamorphosis, even for us to take those moments and the time for ourselves to be able to rethink our dreams and refreshen our thoughts. And I find that when I do that, and I feel much better, I feel better at knowing that they're on their own journey. And I had to realize, yeah, I have another journey too. I have another phase that I'm going to go through, that I'm approaching. You know, being 51, you know, I am at another transition, a crossroad ourselves. We're half a century, and it just doesn't seem like we're that old, and we're not old, but we are older. And this time should be spent even with us to, again, feel free, feel rejuvenated, feel refreshed, and be able to go on those trips and vacations and not have to worry about wiping noses and packing bags and making sure they have enough underwear and making sure that everybody has enough food and a restaurant stay and amusement park fees and all these things that we did as parents. I had to look at it and say, it's okay. It's definitely okay to transition with our children. It's definitely okay. So I am just so glad. And that's the end of that. I wanted to just touch bases with you. And if you're a parent out there again, and if you want to give me some feedback on what you just heard, or if you have some ideas, something that you'd love for me to talk about on the podcast, then you can just send me an information, send me an email. Send me an email or give me a podcast a message, and let me know what your thoughts are about this topic that we talked about. Again, it doesn't matter. And, you know, and again, as parents, yeah, it's something that we can talk about and laugh about. But in those moments, sometimes when it was just happening, it wasn't really funny, because I want to make sure that I wasn't feeling away, you know. But just learning to accept again the crossroad is another level of maturity, I would say, for us as parents. They may not want for us to come by their apartment and just pop up. Although I did tell my husband, why is it that when some people leave, why is it that we don't have a key to their apartment? They seem to still have a key to our home. That is the question. And I really feel like I'm going to be taking my keys. I really feel like at some point I'm going to take my keys, because I'm going to use that. Yeah, I don't have a key to your house. I don't have a key to your apartment. But again, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in. And if you are listening to this podcast, again, I'd love to hear your feedback. Send me some hearts. Send me some thumbs up. I love talking to my podcast audience, because it's just so many things that I want to talk about in this new season that's coming up. So many things that I've been thinking about since COVID has started that I really have been encountered with, and have really, again, shared with my family and friends, some conversations about life and about marriage, about children, about love, about happiness, about self-fulfillment. And again, I want to hear from you. So I'm so glad. And if you are listening and you would like to order a copy of my book, you can always order a copy. It's $14.99 with a money order, P.O. Box 362, Moni, Illinois 60449. I would love for you to order an autographed copy. And I guess I will check back in with you next Friday, same time at 7 p.m. And I am so glad you were able to grab a cup with me, Angie B. I want you to have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Take care. Bye-bye.